If you haven't encountered road construction in Phoenix lately, get ready because you likely will. The City Council recently approved an accelerated pavement maintenance program for the next 5 years. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me now to talk about the cost, the to-do list, and even how light rail factors into it. Christina, let's start with some of these key numbers. The city has said this program will triple the number of street miles in its pavement maintenance program. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. On average, Phoenix paves 16 major street miles per year. This program will boost that to about 50 per year for a total of 250 major street miles.
Okay, so when I hear repaving, does that mean tearing up the whole road?
Well, that's how you and I would describe it, right? Technically, it involves removing the top layer of asphalt and then applying a new layer of pavement. In addition to those 250 repaved major street miles, Phoenix has another 200 street miles, and those can be major streets, minor streets, little side roads. They will get other maintenance like ceiling cracks.
So what is this going to cost, and how is it going to be covered?
The short answer is $450 million covered through the Arizona Highway User Revenue Funds and a voter-approved sales tax to fund transportation projects.
All right, you know the short answer is not enough, so what's the longer answer?
Well, the city is borrowing $200 million to get the work done as soon as possible. Paying off the debt over 20 years will cost Phoenix between $250 and $300 million, so that $200 million price tag is really more like $450 or $500.
But this is a spending program that got unanimous support, which sounds pretty unusual, right?
Yes. Before voting, Councilman Sal DeCicco said residents deserve all the credit.
And this shows you what happens when the public gets engaged and they start saying enough's enough. Then you start seeing politicians actually take movement and take steps to try to get something done. It doesn't happen until then. It's unfortunate, but this should have been addressed years ago.
DeCicco has really welcomed and encouraged people to voice their concerns about street conditions, and he's not the only council member to hear complaints. Over the last year or so, I've heard several council members say streets are among the top, sometimes the very top issue for their constituents.
Well, okay, how do we measure how bad the streets are in Phoenix?
There's a measurement the industry uses called a pavement condition index, or PCI. It's measured on a scale of 0 to 100, with 100 being the best. To be considered in good condition, a street must have a minimum PCI of 70. In Phoenix, only about 30% of roads are considered good or excellent. That means 70% of streets are considered fair, poor, or very poor. That's more than 4,800 miles of streets.
Wow. Any idea what it would cost to improve those 4,800 miles?
The Street Transportation Department crunched numbers and said to get all the streets in good condition would cost $1.6 billion. Not surprisingly, the council voted for the cheaper option. While they think most people will be happy to hear streets are getting more attention, the city is aware that no one likes getting stuck because of road work, so they're really focused on messaging. You may come across signs that say, "Your voter-approved transportation tax dollars at work," and even some signs with more creative messages.
Okay, like what?
Well, one has a Game of Thrones reference, which I totally don't get, so I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It's "Forget winter, paving is coming." You get that?
Well, there was some big promotional campaign, yeah, where winter is coming, and not having watched it myself, I guess winter must have come because it shows off the air.
Well, there's also a Star Wars reference, which I did get, a sign that says, "This is no Jedi mind trick. This is the new pavement you are looking for." Sounds like you like that one.
Well, I do. And I'm also wondering, this is supposed to take away people getting angry on the road so they don't take out their lightsaber probably, right?
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. Well, someone really liked that Star Wars reference because they swiped it off a street in Ahwatukee.
Okay. So if anyone sees that, they should contact the city, right?
Definitely. But on a more serious note, the messaging campaign is especially important over the next 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
In late August, voters will decide whether to kill future light rail extensions. Many of the people behind the ballot initiative want to see more money spent on streets and other projects. The mayor and the majority of the council support light rail and realize next month's election is critical. They'll be reminding voters that the city is listening to their concerns and spending money on streets, too.
So if someone wants to find out if street projects are planned around their neighborhood or business, how can they do that?
The city's Street Transportation Department's website has an interactive dashboard where you can check out current and planned projects. You can search by council districts and addresses. We'll have that link on our website, kjzz.org, later today.
And that is KJZZ's Christina Estes, always making our road smoother. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.